Deregulation has been in the news. It affects all of us in indirect ways. But today we're going to hear about a deregulation of the broadcast industry that will have an impact on sharing the gospel through Christian broadcasters. Today, my guest is Matt Crouch, and you will hear something that will surprise you, something that you won't hear reported anywhere else.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome to the Strang Report, everyone. This is Stephen Strang. I am so honored to have Matthew Crouch on my podcast. I have been his guest on TBN a number of times over the years. Of course, going all the way back to 1985, I have been a guest on TBN and over the years became friends with Matt and his family, including his late mother and father, who I consider to just be giants, really, of our generation in terms of the Christian community and all that they've accomplished. And both of them had a real vision, as does everyone at TBN, about sharing the gospel. And, you know, America has been in the forefront over the decades and really over the last couple of centuries of sending the gospel and missionaries around the world. Part of the reason is the freedoms that we have. Part of the reason is the prosperity of our country. And, you know, there are those who believe that God has actually blessed America because of the way that we have spread the gospel. And one of the biggest ways to spread the gospel, not only through print like I do, but of course is broadcast. And there's no one bigger in the broadcast industry than the Trinity Broadcasting Network. But you know, there were government regulations that just cost money. They didn't add anything. They actually applied to everyone, not just Christian broadcasters, of course. But President Trump, being the businessman that he is, he promised to cut regulations. And I read recently that he said, and you've probably heard this, that for every new regulations that the government wrote, they had to cut two regulations. Actually, somebody did a study, and instead of 2-1, it's actually been one new regulations and cutting 22. And one of them applied to the broadcast industry in some rules that the Federal Communications Commission wrote in 1934. And when I heard about this, in fact, when Matt told me about this, I said, this is interesting. I want to report this. Most people don't know. So you're going to find out how President Trump and his government cut regulations that will save TBN $20 million a year. And this is money that can go for them to pursue their mission and to spread the gospel around the world. So Matt gives us a little bit of inside baseball. Things that usually you don't know about, and he tells how he was even able to thank President Trump. Here now is my interview with Matt Crouch.
Matt Crouch, I've been doing research about all the things that President Trump has accomplished regarding deregulation, and I'm just fascinated with the story that you told me when we talked recently about the FCC. What happened and exactly what did President Trump do that will end up benefiting TBN and Christians in general?
Well, it's pretty well known that the changes that he made to the Johnson Amendment and the freedoms of speech in regard to those matters are, of course, first and foremost paramount in importance. But when you myopically look at regulations as it pertains to the industry that my family finds itself in, meaning Christian television, a lot of people don't know that there are some very highly regulated aspects of the device that they simply grab their remote, point it at their TV, and turn it on. And the two biggest differences to point out is that some channels that we watch are simply cable channels. If you watch a news channel, CNN, Fox, they are simply cable channels, meaning they create content in a studio somewhere and they distribute that to the cable industry with virtually no regulation from the Federal Communications Commission. Not so in the broadcast world. The broadcast world heretofore was highly regulated. It is less regulated now in some decisions that came out of Chairman Pai of the FCC and the Trump administration directives, which pertain specifically to TV station owners. So it's no secret that my father, Paul Crouch, spent the majority of the 1980s, some in the 70s and 80s, partly in the 90s, buying and adding to the TBN network full power TV stations. They are technically highly regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. And one of the things that we're required to do is we were required over all these years to own and occupy a physical building in every city that we owned a station. So, you know, TBN started in Los Angeles. It then went to Phoenix, Arizona, then Miami, then I think it was Oklahoma City, and on and on. But basically, wherever we owned and operated a full power TV station, we were obligated to purchase and own a physical building. It was called the Main Studio Rule. It has its roots, oddly enough, back to the 1934 Communications Act, which was written back only when radio existed. Television didn't even exist at that time, and neither did a recording device. So when the, quote, Main Studio Rule was written in 1934, it made all the sense in the world. You had to own a building next to your transmitter, and next to the or close enough to run a wire up the tower. And because there was no way to record radio in 1934, you had to do live broadcasts of any kind, dramatic, news, sports, whatever you were doing, it was live. So, you know, in 1934, prior to recording devices, yeah, that rule made all the sense in the world, but it was obsolete by the 50s. In the 50s, in the 50s, there were recording devices, even for television at that time. There was ability in the 70s to distribute content by satellite. TBN owned two TV stations by the end of the 70s decade, and we were sending content by satellite to Phoenix, Arizona from Los Angeles by the end of the 70s. So you see that this regulation of called the Main Studio Rule, where you had to own a physical building, was an obsolete rule, but it was a federal obligation. Every time we bought a station, we had to then drive up down the freeway and look for a piece of property. Well, Donald Trump.
Well, isn't that an example of when the government does something, it may make sense at the time, and years later, you know, there's all kinds of unforeseen consequences. And you're explaining this, Matt, helps me understand why a few times when I've been on TV programs, I'd go down some lonely road, come to a little concrete block building that looked better inside than it is outside, right at the foot of the tower.
Right.
I've seen that
right.
Several times. I thought, well, that was kind of odd. Maybe they did it to save money, but it was in FCC regulation. So what was the consequence? It's probably expensive owning all that real estate, isn't it?
Well, the idea that not only do you own the building, but then there were federal mandated requirements for certain employees and in that building. And, you know, I mean, in even the conservative views, you can't really do TV very well and have the required number of offices in a building less than maybe 20,000 square feet. More average was maybe 25 or 30,000 square feet. So think of it, Steve, we had, you know, close to 40 full power TV stations. And so we had all these buildings and every one of them needed, you know, new roofs and, you know, air conditioners and repaving parking lots and power bills and all the different things that go along with owning a building. We were literally forced into it. And so here's the worst part. You know, we were basically doing a regionalized kind of addition to the TBN content by, you know, kind of making Los Angeles and Dallas and New York and Chicago and Atlanta and, you know, some of the other locations like South Florida and Nashville kind of our main hubs. Steve, you've been a guest on TBN programming many, many times. And I can assure you, you've never been interviewed in our Jackson, Mississippi TV studio or our, you know, Portland, Oregon TV studio or, you know, Seattle, Washington or, you know, and so we had these main big buildings that were not contributing to the TBN network feed. No program was ever recorded in our, you know, Jacksonville, Florida TV studio that made it to the network feed. It was simply a red tape government, you know, at one point it made sense, like you said, but, you know, completely obsolete rule. But TBN was having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on these buildings, occasionally, you know, probably more than a million or two. And within one quick stroke of the pen, the main studio rule was struck at the FCC, which meant that all of a sudden TBN was no longer required to own that many buildings. And Lori and I and our board of TBN, you know, as soon as we could get to it and get a good real estate company involved with us, we had 27 buildings for sale all across the United States because they weren't contributing to the network feed. That and the reduction in staff that allowed for us to implement is saving TBN direct operational costs of over $20 million a year, direct
wow.
operating costs.
And that's, you know, money that you can put into your main mission of spreading the gospel, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's literally a reduction in our budget by one stroke of the pen. It just happened that quickly. Here's the other thing. I can tell you that of the 27 buildings that we had for sale, several of them have already sold at the time, you know, we're recording this, but basically, I can tell you that one building out of those 27 have had a new roof put on it in the last 5 to 10 years. One, Phoenix, Arizona had a new roof put on it to the tune of $350,000 for a new roof. And so if you start taking the physical buildings that would have required roofs, air conditioners, you know, modernizations on occasion, parking lot repaving, running the station, the power bills, all of the different things like that. And if you project that out 5 years from now, we estimate another $100 million that we're not going to spend on capital improvements or even capital repairs. We're not going to put new roofs on 27 buildings. We're not going wow. to repave 27 parking lots. And all of that basically was because a businessman that understood business and how to make obsolete rules at the FCC disappear. And my one of my funnest moments not long ago, when Mike Huckabee was interviewing the president, Lori and I were present during the interview at the White House. And as he was in a real good mood that day. And so we had a little bit of extra chat time. He was a bit chatty. And so we ended up, I ended up introducing this. I said, I just want to thank you. And I said, it took, you know, your chairman of the FCC to look into these issues. And I got to tell him the story I just told you. And, you know, that kind of stuff lights him up to a point where it's literally needing to bring the wisdom of business and the you know, the private sector into government that saved just our organization, just ours, $20 million a year in direct operating costs. Those are the types of things that my dad's in heaven, but I can tell you this. He's probably the chairman of the FCC up there in heaven, and he's literally smiling today that a federally mandated obligation and an obsolete obligation that we had has been relieved, and the kingdom is saving, you know, $20 million a year, probably $200 million over the next 5 years just because of one decision. We're thrilled.
And of course, it applies not only to you, but to other ministries and really all broadcasters, commercial broadcasters as well. And it sounds from the way you described it that the way it happened was that he put somebody in place in charge of the FCC who thinks like he does, who is removing these regulations and is helping average Americans do what they do. And that really, yep, in a way, benefits everyone that watches TBN in a way, because you're able to grow and expand and you're not having to ask for donations just to cover what was, in essence, needless bureaucratic requirements that were very, very costly.
Yep. You got it, Steve. That's what's going on around here. I can tell you that when he ran on the platform of deregulating government things, you know, he jumped into the middle of the broadcast industry and made a very significant change, and maybe more on the way. We'll see.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to share this. It's the kind of inside baseball stuff that most people don't know much about, but it's just one more, yep, example of how the president is really making significant changes that go way, way beyond, you know, whatever his latest tweet was or whatever the latest headline is, but things that are actually impacting people's lives.
Yeah, I don't pay much attention to social media, but when he deregulates the industry and saves us $20 million a year and probably another $100 million over 5 years, that got my attention. So,
right. Well, thank you for sharing this with me.
Thank you, Steve.
I hope you enjoyed what Matt Crouch had to say. I have so much respect for him and TBN and appreciate the friendship that we've had for many years. Now stay tuned while you can hear about a very special offer just for my listeners on the Strang Report. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.